It's a high-tech way of preserving an ancient culture. It's an exciting new project, the 21st century smartphones being used to continue the ancient Aboriginal practice of oral storytelling. A remote Northern Territory Indigenous community has been working with a linguist to develop a unique audiobook aimed at keeping their words and practices alive for generations to come. Cathy Van Exel has more.
The Coloman used to use, in the old days, Coloman makes the children back straight and strong. We get concerned about their back, because if we don't look after them, the children will end up in pain. That's why we carry with the Coloman.
Dylan Miller from Kalkarindji in the Northern Territory's Victoria River District is translating freshly recorded audio of Gurindji elders talking about the Aboriginal carrying vessel, the Coolerman. The Gurindji people are keen to preserve their language and cultural knowledge for future generations. So they've been involved in a novel project, creating a talking book with the help of linguist Felicity Meekins, a University of Queensland research fellow.
Like most languages in Australia, Gurindji is in trouble and it's losing speakers across generations. And this is why Gurindji elders are really keen to document their stories and cultural practices and traditional language before they pass away, to make sure that the next generations have access to this kind of information. So this is the context that a book like this has come up in.
Across Australia, just 40 of the original 250 Indigenous languages once spoken remain, and there are numerous efforts being made to preserve them. But Felicity Meekins says much of that work is inaccessible.
We've been doing this language documentation work for many years now, and there's a lot of audio and video and transcripts which were stored in endangered language archives, both in Australia and overseas, but these archives are largely inaccessible to remote communities like Kalkarindji, where Gurindji is spoken. So we've been looking for kind of innovative and engaging ways to make sure this material is much more accessible to communities. And in the past, we've produced books. So there's a Gurindji dictionary, there's a beautiful plant and animal book, and these are great. They have words, they have pictures, and they're used in community projects. But what's been missing has been sound and video.
Readers of the newly published Kawala, How to Make a Coolerman, can hear Gurindji elders recount ancient ways with 21st century technology.
What we've been doing is using QR codes, which you might have seen in museums. Sometimes you see them on posters on trains, for instance. And it's a way of using smartphones, which is a technology that lots of people have out here, to access the sound of the actual book. So you can read the words and you can listen to elders speaking at the same time.
So tell me about the process then in putting this book together.
What we've been doing is working with Kurrungani Arts Centre here at Kalkarindji, and also the Central Land Council Rangers. We went out with the people who make these artefacts, so the Coolermans, which are called Kawala. We went out with the local rangers who chainsawed these particular trees down. We recorded the process, took photos, made videos, came back to Kalkarindji, and then recorded the process of the artefact makers making the Coolermans, and then recorded Gurindji elders, so Violet Wadrill and Biddy Wavell, describing the process in Gurindji language. A Coolerman is a wooden dish. They're usually very large, but they come in different shapes and sizes. They're made from very light wood so that women can carry them on their hips. So young babies are carried around in Coolermans. They're considered to be very good for children's backs because as children are growing, it makes sure that their backs stay straight. So older Gurindji women, for instance, worry about kids being pushed around in prams, which allow their backs to bend. But they're also used in ceremonies. Particular designs are painted on them for particular ceremonial practices. And they're also used for collecting bush tucker. So they're a fairly multi-purpose artefact.
For 26-year-old Dylan Miller, who works at the Kurrungani Arts Centre, while Coolermans are an artefact of old days, they're also popular artworks of today.
The ladies used to bring log of wood and just making the Coolermans outside the art centre. Yeah, that's where, after cutting up the Coolerman and painting them up.
And then what would happen with them?
Sell them, using them for exhibition. It's good to make a book about Coolerman and tell them about how the Coolerman used to use in the days, in the old days.
Why do you think it's important to have this information recorded like this?
I don't know, but this information might keep it to new generation, or sometimes, you know, people can listen on the radio or listen in the training room somewhere in the uni to learn about Coleman. That's the more important, to study about Aboriginal.
The books have been published so they can be read by the broader population. Local copies will be held in the school library and at the Arts Centre. Dylan Miller says the book is a great source of pride for the community.
As soon as the book arrived to the community, we had a meeting just outside the Arts Centre with the old ladies, and Leslie and Benny were showing the Coleman book. The old people love it. We make the book working together.
More talking books are already in the pipeline for the Gurindji, and Felicity Meekin says it's part of a national project.
We're hoping to do a number of other books, for instance, on bush medicines and bush tucker and the kinds of procedures associated with these kinds of Gurindji practices.
And what about other language groups?
So this is something that Bachelor Press have been pushing, and I understand that there are other books that are in the process of being produced that also use this QR code technology, so that you get the kind of marriage of books with sound.
What a great idea. You've got to love technology, don't you? Linguist Felicity Meekins from the University of Queensland, ending that report from Kathy Van Exel.